Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
Oh, hi. His name is Nicholas Cash, and he's filing out for Roundup.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. I'll take it from here. Hi, is this Nicholas?
Yes.
Hi, so again, my name's Jessica. We're on a recorded line. Just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you with a claim?
No, I did a whole app, like I did the whole, like I answered all the questions, and then I filed the claim, and then I answered the personal identity verification questions, and I submitted my ID and I signed documents.
Okay, was it with the law firm or the transfer people? Hello?
I think it was like the first attorney I talked to that asked me all the questions and did my whole claim.
Was it a law firm?
Yeah.
Or the transfer people?
What are the transfer people?
Let me double check what they send you. One moment. Sorry, one moment here. Was this recently that you signed, or a while
ago?
No,
it would be like on 10/16, I believe.
Okay.
Or around 10/16.
Okay. So one moment. So other than bear with me, let me see. Other than those forms, though, you haven't signed anything with any other law firms?
No.
Okay.
Just the first person I talked to for my Roundup claim. I can't find the text message in the document.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. I'm double checking right now. But I believe that's going to be the transfer agency documents. They have you signed documents saying, you know, a medical record, like a HIPAA compliance form, that everything's true and accurate that you're saying, that sort of thing.
Yeah, it was like about like
okay.
It was like about the Roundup and like how many where I used it, how much I used, and then like my hospital visits and the year I was diagnosed and the biopsy.
We'll basically go through that too. So sorry for the repetitive questions here. But you do want to see if you meet the criteria here to participate?
I've already done it, though.
So you've done it with the law firm? It's just part of the process, or not the law firm, the transfer agency. It's just part of the process before it gets sent over to the law firm. So we'll just double check here, essentially. Okay.
Okay.
Does that make sense, or do you want to try to see if you can verify where the paperwork is that you signed?
I'm looking for it.
Okay.
I can't find it. I'm looking.
text messages, and
it was like a DocuSign case.
So they send you a consent and agreement forms. This is going to be the doc. Ours is going to be a DocuSign that is listing the law firm's name, the co-counsel, stuff like that, medical record release forms. Everything that you most likely signed is going to be consent and agreement forms. Do you want me to send you a text message and then you can see if you can find it just to double check?
Oh, here. Okay, mm-hmm. I think I found it.
Okay, what does it say?
Okay, I found it. Do you want me to send it to you?
You don't have to send it, but if you want to let me know what it says on there.
It says HIPAA and Notice of Privacy Practices, patient details, full name Nicholas Cashin, Notice of Privacy Practices. This Notice of Privacy Practices, the notice describes how the health information about you and may be used to disclose how you can get access to this information. And then it's questions and complaints, acknowledgments. It says,
yeah.
It says my name, patient, date of birth, medical diagnosis. And then it says consent and release form.
Yes. So that's going to be the consent forms. So this is just the next part of the process before it goes to the firm. Okay.
Okay, so what else do I need to do?
So we'll go through the questions here just to confirm you do want to see if you meet the criteria to participate, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, let's see here. So were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma after spraying Roundup or subtype? What was it?
Non-Hodgkin.
Non-Hodgkin. Okay, I'm so sorry to hear. And then, have you had more than one non-Hodgkin lymphoma diagnosis? Did it, you know, go in remission and come back, or is it one time?
One time. It went into remission.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad to hear it went to remission. And then you said you were diagnosed with it?
Yes.
Do you know what year estimately you were diagnosed?
I'm 42 and I was 38, so it was 2020.
Okay. And then you said you were 38 at the time of diagnosis?
Yeah.
Okay. Were you spraying it at home or at work or both?
Both.
Okay. And then what city is for the home? Were you spraying it in?
Los Angeles.
What about work?
It was the Northern California and Southern California.
Northern PA and Southern.
I was working for the union in Northern California, working on the freeway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Were any other, like, colleagues, neighbors, family members also diagnosed with the lymphoma?
No.
No. Okay. And then how many years, estimately, were you spraying? Do you know what year you first started? Roughly, was it when you moved into a home, started a job?
It was like around 2010, and then stopped in 2020.
And then it stopped in 2020. So roughly 10 years total?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And then, and again, I'm sorry for the repetitive questions, but did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yeah.
Okay. And the phone you're speaking on, is it a smartphone or a landline?
Smartphone.
Okay, and are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, and then I'm going to read through a list of illnesses. Just let me know if you were ever diagnosed with any of these. HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease?
No.
Hepatitis B or C?
No.
Any organ transplants?
No.
Epstein-Barr or rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
Lupus or diabetes?
No.
Any other cancers that required chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin?
No.
Any family history of cancer?
No.
Okay, and then next here we'll go through the injured party information. So you said it was non-Hodgkin lymphoma. And then it's Nicholas, N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S.
Yes.
And then can you spell your last name for me?
Cashin, C-A-S-H-E-N.
C-A-S-H-E-N. Okay. Yeah. Do you have a suffix at all, like junior, senior, second, third, fourth?
No.
Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male.
And then are you married?
No.
And then what is your date of birth?
11-12-1982.
Yeah. Okay, and then your social?
Do I have to give that to you right now?
If you want to do last four, that'll be fine. It's just for the medical record release.
10-56.
10-56. And then how did you first learn about the connection between Roundup and your cancer diagnosis?
On Facebook.
Facebook. What year did you first see that or notice there may be an issue between cancer and Roundup?
2020.
2020. Okay. And then what is your height?
5'11".
And then your weight?
160.
Okay. And then next here, the primary contact information. What is your email address?
ZVIEFFRON 333@icloud.com.
Okay, I'm going to read through it real fast. It was Z as in zebra. Z as in zebra. I-E.
Zebra. V as in Victor.
Oh.
I as in igloo.
Mm-hmm.
E-F-F-R-O-N.
And that's F as in Frank. F as in Frank. R-O-N.
Yes. It's 333@icloud.
Okay. And then you said the phone number you're speaking on is your cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay. And then next year we'll go through the Roundup usage information. So how many times per month were you using Roundup estimately?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
How many times per month were you using Roundup estimately? This is best to your knowledge.
I would say, like, you know, once a week.
Once a week. So four times per month?
Yeah.
For how many months, roughly?
For since 2010.
Every month? We're using it, like, year-round?
11 years.
But you used it every month out of the year is what I'm asking, right?
Yes.
Okay. So that would be roughly 48 times per year.
Yes.
And then times that by the 10 would be roughly 480 times total.
Yes.
And then did you spray Roundup for at least 1 year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, cool. And then you roughly started using Roundup, you said, in 2010 and stopped in 2020. Did you use any protective gear while applying Roundup, like gloves, mask?
Gloves.
Okay. And then as far as the air, like where you applied it, was it like your lawn or yard? And then you said the side of freeways?
Yeah, like at work when we used it. We used it for when we were doing doing road signs, installing road signs on the freeway. I was in the union.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then for, like, the reason why you were using the Roundup, I'm going to put in there for work. And then also, was it for, like, lawn care and maintenance?
Right. And then, okay. Yeah, and then residential.
Okay. And then as far as the states you used the product in, was it just California?
Yes.
Okay. And you were the one that was doing the spraying?
Yes.
So you were spraying it personally? And then, let's see, did you get your water, like your home water, from a well at all?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to any herbicides or benzene?
No.
Were you ever exposed to Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And then, next here, the product information. Do you know what type of Roundup you were using, like concentrated or premix?
Concentrated.
Concentrated. Do you know where you were purchasing it, like Home Depot, Lowe's, Ace?
Walgreens.
Walgreens. Okay. Do you have any receipts of the purchases still, by chance?
I might.
May. Okay. And then, do you have any Roundup still in your possession, like old bottles or anything like that?
There might be some in the closet in the downstairs.
Okay. And then, so if you do find any, do not destroy them or tamper with it. I'll put in here maybe for the bottles as well here. And then, were you ever a cigarette smoker?
No.
Okay. Did you ever lose any time from work due to, like, surgery or treatments?
I wasn't working.
No. Okay. And then, were you ever in the military? Were you ever in the military?
No.
No? Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed disability or worker compensation?
No.
Did you ever file bankruptcy? What was that? Hello? Can you repeat it? I'm so sorry. It sounds like you're really far away.
I haven't filed bankruptcy, no.
No. Okay. So sorry. And then other than minor traffic offenses, like a parking ticket, were you ever convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. And then next year, you would have a medical record to indicate the cancer diagnosis and type, at least with a doctor?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you remember what facility you were diagnosed at and the doctor's name?
Yeah, it was Newport Beach.
Newport Beach.
Yeah, it's the One Hog Drive, Newport Beach, 92663.
One Hog.
Yeah, it's.
Oh, Hogue.
18. Yeah, one. Hogue.
Okay, 1 second. So Hogue Hospital, Newport Beach. On One Hogue Drive. Do you remember the doctor's name?
Dr. Greg Astridge.
Greg. Is it with an O or an A?
A.
Okay, so I think this may be it. It's A-N-G-S-T-R-E-I-C-H?
Yes.
That's it. Okay. And then did you have treatments done with the same doctor, same hospital, or was it different?
Same.
Same. Okay, one moment.
So what office do you work at?
So we are in Southern California. We're actually pretty close to Newport. We're in Irvine. And we work with multiple firms. And we get you, essentially, I'm an intake specialist, so I get all the paperwork, go through everything, like the treatments, get all the information, send over the documents and contract, and then, or agreement, and then you sign, and then from there, the law firm gives you a call. They re-verify everything, introduce themselves, and begin working on the claim. Okay? And I've, of course, I will send you the information for the firm once we're done here, so you can look out for a call from them. Once the firms are signed, they'll be calling you within the week. Okay?
Okay.
And then for the treatment, do you know what year you had it? Was it 2020 as well, or?
Yes.
2020, okay.
June 9th, 2020.
Okay, and then do you know what type of treatment you had? Chemo, immunotherapy, stem cell transplant, radiation, surgery?
Chemo.
Chemo. Okay. And then what is your mailing address?
215 West 6th Street.
West 6th Street.
Apartment 707, Los Angeles, California, 90014.
Okay, so again, 215 West 6th Street, apartment 707, Los Angeles, California, 90014.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, so they do want to know how the diagnosis impacted your life. Did you have any, like, mental, physical stressors, family, financial?
Depression.
Okay. And then lastly, they request an emergency contact just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring they can continue on with the case for your loved ones. They'd only reach out to them if they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Sure.
Okay. Do they live with you?
Yeah.
Okay. And then do we have permission to contact them just in case?
Yes.
Okay. And then their relationship?
Girlfriend.
Girlfriend. And then their name?
Hannah.
Hannah?
Urowski.
Can you spell that for me?
Yeah.
Y-A-R-O-W-S-K-Y.
Okay. And the first name was Hannah, like H-A-N-N-A?
Yeah.
Okay.
H-A-N-N-H.
A-H.
A-H.
A-H. Okay. And then phone number?
Phone number is 213-269-1652.
Okay. Perfect. So bear with me. Is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm just going to, you can just give me yes or no's just to reconfirm. I'm going to reconfirm a couple things real fast. You were diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin lymphoma. The year of diagnosis was 2020, and you were age 38 at time of diagnosis.
Yes. 28? Okay. Yes. 38.
Okay. And then you said you sprayed it at home and work. You first started spraying it roughly 2010 and stopped in 2020.
Yes.
And then you did have direct exposure.
Yes.
And you sprayed Roundup for at least 1 year before being diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick while I prep up the forms and send them over. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. One moment.